We are. I mean, obviously, it was a great honour to be nominated by six Irish MEPs, which we weren't even aware we were being nominated. But we are. We're delighted that the cross-border and cross-community aspect of our work has been recognised, and it's also meant that we can increase our profile. So we actually have to go to Brussels in October to receive the award officially. But obviously, whilst there, we'll be doing quite a bit of campaigning and lobbying as well. But it's also increased our profile internationally as well as on the island of Ireland. We've been contacted by British groups, both with an interest in Ireland, those with no connection to Ireland. And, for example, later on this week, I have to talk to the Boston Irish Business Association because there's huge concerns in Irish America about the impact of Brexit on the island of Ireland. So it's been a profile raiser. We're delighted with it, obviously, but, you know, an award's an award, but I suppose the award wasn't really what we set out for. We weren't even aware of it when we started our work.
And as you said, the award has now raised your profile. Do you hope as Brexit negotiations continue, you will have a bigger voice in this?
Well, yes, we hope so. I mean, we have spoken to the Good Friday Implementation Committee, which is a north-south body. We've spoken to the MLAs and to the Stormont Assembly, such as it was. Unfortunately, it's not up and running yet. We've certainly spoken to the Irish government a number of times. We've spoken to the European Parliament. We hope, obviously, to be able to talk to those people more and more. And there's other groups that we weren't aware of who've been contacting us, raising their concerns about Brexit, specific groups that maybe we weren't necessarily mindful of in the first place. And for example, I've had cancer care groups ringing me, asking me about the implications for cross-border care for cancer patients. So we have to widen our remit. And I suppose the more concerns we have, the more we're able to hopefully influence some of the debate.